Stay close, so that's when we're done, we could just turn it off. Yeah. Time when we're ready?
1, 2, 3.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So you want to do a chazara for Rabbi Simon's packet, last packet on Chasamim, about the shear of a gris. This was 6F, was the packet. So we were talking about the shear gris. So we know that a kesem, in order for a kesem to render the woman tame, it has to be gris, really gris of a ode. Where does this come from? So there is a gemara in a goyim, by tsaras, we have a shear of a gris. The baharis has to be like a gris kilkli. And the gemara in Nida, and dafnun ches, and nechul and dafnun hey, they explain that since ksamim is drabonon, we can be a little bit makil. And it's not technically a gris like by Nagoyim, it's gris va'od, a little bit more than a gris. If it's an exact gris, then the woman will be tahora. Only if the kesem is gris va'od, a little bit more than a gris, that will render her tmeya. Okay? Good. So now, when we measure this gris, a gris is half of this pool, this bean, whatever it is, right? So we have a machlok between the Ravid and the Urim. So the Ravid says, just find any pole that you could find, even if it's a big one, go to the shuk and find the biggest one you can, and split it in half, and that's what your gris will be. So you could have a big gris, just if you find big pool them around. So use that to measure your gris, your half a pole. And the Urim takes the other approach. The Urim says, no, you can't just go to the shuk and find the biggest pole you could find. It was an exact shear. Chazal meant something, a shear. And we have to try to figure out exactly what it is that they meant, because they assessed that the dam ma'acholas, the dam of the bugs, which is what we're told of this kesem in, was that size, the size of the gris. So you can't just go to the shuk and find a big pole and say, we'll take a half of that, whatever, a gris of that. You have to try to figure out what did Chazal mean, because that was their estimation of the dam ma'acholas. Okay, so we're going to go with that mahalach. Okay, that you want to try and figure out what is the shear. So what is the shear? So based on a Mishnah in Nagoyim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, a gris equals tes adashim, okay, 9 lentils. Now each adasha is 4 saras, 4 hairs. So 9 lentils times 4 hairs means that it's lamed vav saras, 36 hairs. So we know a gris equals either 9 adashim or 36 hairs. Okay, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and in Kuf Sadi Sif Hey, I think. And the Shulchan Aruch says they were not gozer on a kesem if it was less than a gris va'od. Gris va'od, that's when we are metami the isha. And he says the whole cheshbon, a shir gris is tes adashim, and isha adasha is, as we just said, it's 4 saros, which equals lamed vav saros, as they are kavua b'guf, b'gufa shel adam, as they are on a person. Where on a person? Where on a person? So the Piskei Tshuva on the page of Shulchan Aruch quotes the Meir Nesivim, who says that the saros, which are kavua b'gufa shel adam, means not on his head, on the other parts of his body, his arm, whatever. That's where you measure it, which is obviously more kulada, because the hair on the head is closer together, which means the shear is going to be smaller. If I measure it in a different part of the body where the hairs are farther apart, obviously I'm going to get a bigger shear and the mela, a bigger gris, so therefore it would take more dam to be mitame the isha.
Who's
shear
was that?
That's the Piskei Tshuva on the page of Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Meir Nesivim. Okay? Good. Now, let's talk about more specifics. So what is the shear? Where do we get the shear from? It was all theoretics until now. So the one who really calculates the shear for us, who went through the effort of doing it, is the Mil Staka. He's the one that did it. So the Mil Staka, he made a lot of cheshbonos to try and cheshbon out what is the gris. He took adashim, And he says you're really supposed to take adoshim beinanim. And he has a problem because there's a lot of like different varieties of adoshim. And with each variety, there are different sizes. So you have a lot of variables here to choose from. Which adoshim are you going to take? So the Meal Stocko is the one who went through the effort, and he said he has to take the middle of the road adoshim, and then he makes cheshbonus within the middle of the road adoshim. He takes the middle size and a bigger size, and in the end of the day, he ends up with two options. He says, using adoshim, which are, again, within the middle adoshim, the middle size and the bigger sizes, he makes drawings in his Meal Tztaka of two tsiyurim, each one, again, the one with smaller, the middle adoshim are going to be a little bit bigger shear, and the one with a little bigger adoshim are going to be slightly bigger shear, which is going to be more kuladik. And the Chasam Sofer actually says that the Meal Tztaka, he signs off on it. He put a lot of effort into it, and he is mechavin to the right shear. The Chasam Sofer went through it also and said, the Meal Tztaka is right. Follow the Meal Tztaka. So what does the Meal Tztaka say? Let's look at his drawings and see. So again, like we said, he's going to have two drawings. One with the middle adoshim, and one with the adoshim that are slightly bigger. Now, well, the problem with just opening up the Meal Tztaka and looking at his drawings is that there were two printings of the Meal Tztaka. And when the printing changed, the printer changed the sizes a little bit. So the two shiurim of the Meal Tztaka became four shiurim of the Meal Tztaka, because you have his shiurim in the 1756 printing, which is two shiurim there, and then you have his printing that when the Meal Tztaka was reprinted in 1835, so the printer messed around a little bit with the sizes, and so those two shiurim now turns into two different shiurim in the newer printing. So what are these? So the Maisa, what are the shiurim? So if you measure them in the 1756 edition, so his smaller size that he did with the middle adoshim basically equals about a nickel. And a nickel is a... And when he uses his slightly bigger adoshim, again in the 1756 edition, it's about a quarter. Right? Now, in the 1835 edition, if you want to measure that one, his smaller shear, meaning the middle adoshim shear, equals about a penny. And his slightly bigger one equals about a nickel. So it's a little bit interesting. The smaller shear in the 1756 of the nickel is the bigger shear in the 1835 one. So again, to say it in a sentence, in the earlier edition, it's either a nickel or a quarter, and in the later edition, it's either a penny or a nickel. Okay? Now, how do people pass in on this? So, Rav Moshe is the one who estimates, he's the one who says about a penny. Rav Abadi in the Or Yitzchak says about a nickel. Or if you take a penny and you square it, which will be about the same. The difference between a nickel and a penny is so small. I mean, they're thicker, so it's deceptive. But if you look at the actual size, the diameter, they're very, very close. So you have that Rav Moshe penny, Rav Abadi nickel, you know. And the Chokuzman brings down that when it was a Shas Archak, sometimes Rabbi Yonos and Steif would even go up to a quarter if you really needed to. Right? So at least now we have appreciation of where these shirim come from. It's not just made up. These are all valid shirim within these Meal Tztaka printings. One last final point.
What? If we know that the 1835 edition basically
right. So,
is we have an earlier version.
Right. So, and Mustafa, that's what the Chasam Sofer was referring to when he signed off.
It's smaller. 1835 is smaller.
Yeah. The second one is a little smaller. The 1835 got shrunk. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The nickel, which was the bigger shear of the second, the 1800 edition, is the smaller shear in the 17 edition. So, again, there's a penny and nickel is is slight. So
you have the quarter in the earlier.
Right, right. So Rosen Steif would, if right. need be, he would push the envelope for the quarter. But at least we understand where these things are coming from. I mean, many people, you know, use that either the penny and the nickel is very common. Now one last point, and then we're done. And that is the dean with the Alter Rebbe. So in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, he likes the meal to talk about. Good. But his brother, the Alter Rebbe's brother, the Sheiris Yehuda, says he has a Mesorah from his brother, the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe was Chozer Bo. And why? Because he did a test based on the hair, on the Cyrus, that he had him shave off part of the hair of his arm and then let it grow in and see Lamed Vav Cyrus. And based on that, the Alter Rebbe claims the Sheiris Yehuda was Chozer Bo, and he held a smaller shear, which would equal about a dime in our contemporary money. So what do you do with that? So do you see the Alter Rebbe now held of a dime? So the Chazon Ish, in his Kuntres Shivrim, so he says that he quotes this Alter Rebbe, he quotes the Sheiris Yehuda, and he says that the Sheiris Yehuda doesn't have nemanas to contradict what's written in the Alter Rebbe's work. Because he quotes an Ode B'Yehuda. And the Rebbe basically says that if a Chacham printed a Heter, and he printed a Kula, and then an Eid Echad comes and says that Chacham was Chozer Bo, but the Chacham never printed the Chazara. The Chacham was never Mefarsim that he was Chozer Bo. So then, it's like an Eid Echad Neged, like something which is Muchsak Laheter. Right? A person doesn't have Nemonis. If the Chacham was Chozer Bo, and he wanted that to be known, he would have printed it. He would have let everyone know. And if he didn't, so we just rely on what it says in the Sefer, and that's, Mil Staka. And the Chazon Ish does not subscribe Lahalacha to the Sheiris Yehuda's Mesora of the smaller shear of the Alter. Okay? We're done.